The decision to charge suspected terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui in civilian court has raised questions earlier in the Justice Department, which made the determination that the case did not require a military tribunal. NPR's Barbara Bradley joins us now to look at how that indictment was drawn up. Barbara, remind us of what arguments were made in the debate there in justice as to whether Moussaoui would indeed be tried in a civilian court or the military tribunal.
Right. Well, there was quite a, from what I understand, quite a feisty debate. And the Justice Department won out, and there are a couple of reasons for that. One is a very practical reason. The military is still drafting the rules and regulations for the military tribunal, so they're not ready yet. Also, the administration has gotten a lot of heat in the Senate and in the press about the potential fairness of these tribunals. And so some people I talk to say this is a kind of mid-course correction to show that they're being moderate. And then there are some legal issues as well, particularly because Moussaoui is a resident alien who came to the U.S. legally and was arrested here in the United States. Now, there's a long line of Supreme Court decisions that say that foreign nationals who are caught on our soil or who are caught abroad and extradited to the United States should be given a civilian criminal trial. That's what happened, for example, to Manuel Noriega. Now, the White House is relying on a Supreme Court case from 1942 in which German saboteurs were caught and tried here before a military tribunal. But legal experts say that there may be enough of a question as to how the court would rule that it's just safer to go ahead and try him in federal court.
And they will do that in Virginia. Now, why Virginia? The Southern District of New York is the place that's handled most of the recent terrorism cases.
That's right, and they've gotten a lot of convictions as well. But the Eastern District of Virginia is a pretty experienced with this kind of case as well. It gets a lot of espionage cases, so it knows how to handle classified information and the special procedures to protect sources and methods. And lawyers in the Justice Department really kind of like the Eastern District of Virginia. For one thing, the jury pool is well-informed and it's conservative. A lot of people in the area work for the federal government or the Pentagon. The judges are known to be conservative and very deferential to the government. And if Moussaoui loses his case and appeals, his appeal would go to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which, as you know, is the most conservative appellate court in the country. And finally, there's the death penalty issue. As recently as this summer, a New York jury refused to give the death penalty to the men convicted in the embassy bombing trial. Juries in Virginia have a record of handing down death penalty sentences.
The government is not charging Moussaoui with acts of terrorism, but rather conspiracy to commit terrorist acts. He was arrested before September 11. What's the advantage with the conspiracy charge?
Well, the first advantage is the government doesn't have to have hard evidence proving Moussaoui actually did anything in connection with the September 11th attacks. In a conspiracy case, all the government has to prove is that Moussaoui knew about and agreed to an attack on the United States. And lawyers say that can be pretty easy to do by using circumstantial evidence to show he had a relationship with the hijackers. So, for example, prosecutors can use phone logs to show that Moussaoui called Mohammed Atta's, you know, the ringleader, his roommate in Hamburg. They can use financial records to show the roommate wired Moussaoui $14,000 just as he had wired another hijacker 6 months earlier some money. They can show his actions mirrored those of the hijackers, you know, he went to flight school, that kind of thing. And so to prove conspiracy, what the prosecutors have to do is just lay out these facts, and then they ask the jury to put two and two together and infer that he was involved.
Osama bin Laden is named as an unindicted co-conspirator. Why is that?
Because if the government indicts Osama bin Laden in federal court, and then if and when they catch him, he could argue that he should be tried in civilian federal court. And they don't want to do anything to open that door. They want to try Osama bin Laden in a military tribunal far away from the United States.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.